Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Fierce Female Network. I'm your host, Fierce Manson, and today, honey, we are going to get on down with it. It is musical, 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 musical money. I am telling you, we're going to have a good time. We are going to have a good time. Listen, I am making a declaration. We are having a good time on today. Listen, I am affirming we are going to have a great time on today. I am telling you, we are going to get down. You know why? Because so Wong is in the house on today. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Listen, I am bowing down to Su Wong. You know, I'm broadcasting live from Windy City. Yes, it is sunny on today. 45 degrees. 45 degrees. Listen, listen, listen. I kid you not. Su Wong is going to be here on tonight, and I have been losing my mind all day today. We had so many technical difficulties. Why is it when somebody, when you really got this big thing going on, everything seems to be jumping up and going crazy? Listen, I was trying to get things prepared. I was trying to get the appetizers ready. And listen, one of the guys that was working in the kitchen put the bananas, you know, put the bananas in the egg yolks. And I says, what are you doing? That is not an appetizer. That is not the way you make deviled eggs. Listen, he's cutting up the banana, cutting up the pickles. You know what I'm saying up in here? And cutting up the oranges and putting it in the egg yolks. I says, that's not deviled eggs. When did you learn to make deviled eggs like that? But listen, listen, listen. I am telling you, it's a big holy deal on today. Su Wong is going to be here 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. Oh, my God. You guys know who Su Wong is. She is the most famous, oh, my God, designer ever, ever, ever. She's in California. Listen, she's not physically going to be here. She's going to be talking to me during the interview. Tonight, 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. Listen, I tried to get this thing going last year. It got canceled. So, listen, it's really going to happen on today. Su Wong dresses everybody in Hollywood. She dresses all the celebrities, Tyra Banks, Sigourney Weaver, Minnie Driver. She also dresses Angela Bassett. Listen, if you're a lady, you know, and you walk in the runway, Su Wong dresses you. And listen, she's probably dressing some of the fellas, so who knows? You know what I'm saying. So listen, listen, listen. It's a hot, holy deal on tonight. Also, I got some really great music, independent artist Reliza. My song, Kiss Goodbye, I'm going to play that. Oh, this girl is so smooth. She is so smooth. Independent artist Reliza and independent artist Vanishing Mind. It's going to be on today, today, today. Listen, 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 listen. It is going on. Listen, my grapefruits are spinning. My grapefruits are spinning. Do you know that? My lemons are spinning. Listen, we got everything spinning up in here. So listen, the music is going to be heard by who? Come on, talk to me. Talk to me. Come on, come on, come on. Oh, my God, oh, my God. All over, all over, all over, all over. Oh, oh, oh. All over, all over, all over, all over. Oh, 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 oh. Wow, 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 wow. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. Yeah, 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 yeah. Come on, come on. Listen, listen, listen. This music is being heard all over the world. And let me tell you something. This show is being brought to you by Gumba Rum, D-U-B-B-A-R-U-M, GumbaRum.com. Please visit Gumba Rum online for all your rum libation needs. We do have two different flavors, vanilla and coconut. The CEO and founder of Gumba Rum is Steve Gum Gum Gum. Yes, indeed. Now, let me tell you something. When your music is heard on shows like today, when we have a really big deal going on, and we do have a lot of big deals that's been going on Fierce Female Network, I am telling you, Su Wong, of course, is going to bring a lot of traffic. So if your music is being heard today, you can expect a lot of traffic going on. Not only that, we're really fortunate and blessed because New York City Podcast Directory is the largest podcast and radio directory in the world. They really are. And they have been voting up my show, voting it up, and they have really been picking favorites. The staff at New York City Podcast Directory, the staff has been picking favorite episodes, and you know what that means. It sends a lot of traffic to you guys, so your music gets a lot of plays. You hear what I'm saying? And that's really a blessing, a blessing, a blessing. Listen, I got some hot music on today. Yes, I do. Miss Independent Artist Reliza, she's got a really nice voice. She does a great job, and Independent Artist Vanishing Mind. Listen, I love the name of his band, Vanishing Mind. Now, listen, when it comes to Vanishing Mind, he's a one-man show. You know, you hear the one-man show. Well, listen, he is really the one-man show. He's the real deal. He's a rock project by Danish musician Simon Nelson. Vanishing Mind is a one-man band, and everything you hear is played by Simon. I'm telling you, listen, I got some mad respect and love for this guy because that ain't easy. That ain't easy. Listen, let me tell you something. I say it's not easy because I know what it's like to create and make music. When I go into the booth, let me tell you something, it ain't easy to stand up in there. You know what I mean? You got to get your beat and all this kind of stuff. Now, listen, I'm dropping a single next year, and I'm telling you, the single, I thought it was going to come out one way, and it's going in a different direction. I'm like, Jesus. But see, that's creativity. That's creativity. When you're an artist and you're creative, if something is not coming out right, you got to learn and know when to shift gears to really do it a different way. Listen, I got something for you. Independent artist, realize I love this song. I love this song. I love the song. This is Kiss Goodbye. I want you guys to check this out. She has a really sweet singing voice. She really does. Listen, you all take a listen to this intimate vocal by independent artist Reliza. Kiss Goodbye.
No, I never got a kiss goodbye. No, no. No, I'll never let you see me cry. No, 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 no. No, I never got a kiss goodbye. No, 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 no. No, I'll never let you see me cry. No.
Thank you.
you know what? She is so sweet, so fantastic, so fabulous. That is independent artist for Liza. Let me tell you something. I love that song, Kiss Goodbye. I love that. Let me tell you. She reminds me of Carly Simon. I was listening to the song. I was like, you know, that she reminds me. She has the same energy just like Carly Simon. Let me tell you something. You know, her music deserves a lot of traction, a lot of plays. Really does. She is phenomenal and fantastic. I love that. Kiss Goodbye. You know, it makes me think of, y'all, if y'all don't know, you know, Mama always got some life lessons. I'm telling you. I got a lot of relationships. Listen, ladies, if you're single, let me tell you something. Mama can give y'all a lot of relationship and dating tips. You know why? Because I done been through the mills of it. You know what I mean? Oh, my God, I got a lot of relationship experience. And when she was thinking about Kiss Goodbye, I said, oh, it just reminds me. You know, when you don't get that last kiss goodbye, it's just something about, it just helps close the chapter. If you know a relationship is not going in the direction that you want it to go in, and when you get that last kiss goodbye, it really closes the door. A lot of times, you don't get to have that goodbye or that last kiss goodbye. And, you know, these days, things are so different with relationships. I think that's why I really enjoy and talk about some of the experiences I've had in the past, because it was so different. It was so different. The dating game and relationship game was so different, and the guys were so manifold. They were a lot different back then. Listen, and when it comes to saying goodbye and kiss goodbye, she's bringing up a lot of memories for me. I remember when a lot of gentlemen that I dated a long time ago, they had the respect to say goodbye. If something wasn't working, you know, we got this thing with ghosting. These days, people just ghost you and maybe don't show up, don't do anything. They don't tell you, well, it's not going to work. They don't say anything, right? A lot of times, that's what happens. Well, listen, way back when I was dating, let me tell you something. Gentlemen had the decency to call you on the phone and say something. They didn't. They gave you closure, at least for me. That was just my experience. For me, I got closure with a lot of people because they would call me on the phone. They would say, you know, it's not working. You're really sweet or whatever they had to say. And, you know, it was just the end of the day for that relationship. And you just sat with that as long as you had to sit with that. If it hurt you, of course it hurt you. And then you move on to the next person or whatever. So, anyway, the kiss goodbye, I'm telling you. And y'all remember, I'm old as dirt, and even the letters, I remember the letters, handwritten letters, so you know how old I am, right? So with relationships, even the handwritten letters, I wish I had saved them. I always had these shoe boxes of letters from guys from everywhere, and so listen, I wish I had saved those letters, but I got rid of them. You know, time goes on, you grow up, and you get rid of those things. So listen, let me tell you something. Guys ain't writing no letters these days. Everything is about texting, a text message. You know, and on Facebook, sending you a message and chat. Oh, my God. You know what I'm saying. So, listen, I got some more music that's coming up from independent artist Vanishing Mind. Let me tell you something. I got mad respect for him because, as I told you earlier, he's a one-man band. I would die if I was a one-man band. Listen. I'm working on the project that I'm working on now. See, I can relate to Vanishing Man. The project I'm working on now is like, you know, I do not have a whole orchestra or a whole bunch of instruments, right? I go to the studio, work with the engineer, and sometimes, listen, this is my thing. I'm going in there early in the mornings, and I'm already half dead and half asleep. So listen, I'm trying to spit out some lyrics half dead. My throat is all dry, and you know, that ain't easy when you ain't ready, but it's the best time of day for me. I go in there real early in the morning. I'm like, oh, blah, 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 blah. You know what I'm saying? So listen, and he's like, well, okay, what you want to do now? I'm like, I got to do it again. So listen. This one is Drag My Name. This is by independent artist Vanishing Mind. Check this out. Drag My Name. That is so cool. That is Drag My Name. I was saying earlier, listen, if you didn't catch the earlier show, I'm going to say this again about that song, Drag My Name. You know, it would be really awesome and phenomenal because people love to keep other folks' names in their mouth. And, I mean, they will say anything or whatever. It would be really cool if we lived in a world where people had to get permission from you to use your name, to say your name. You know what I mean? If they're going to be blapping about you, it would be nice if people could get the permission. Let me tell you what happened. Let me tell you. I was thinking about this. I had a really interesting experience with a company. And, you know, I was like, should I say this? I really don't want to say it yet, but listen, it's just on my mind because I'm not finished writing the reviews about this incident. Listen, I got a really big thing going on, as I told you guys earlier. I'm pretty much out of time, but I'm going to say this, then I'm going to play another song by independent artists and lives. I got this really big thing going on with the single that's coming out next year. And so I'm trying to get my cover art together. I've got my evening gowns, right? And they didn't fit just right. And so I hired somebody to do the alterations. Listen to what happened. I hired somebody to do the alterations. She comes and she so-called did the measurements. All of 5 minutes. She did the measurements in like 5 minutes. I lie not. I could not make this up. 5 minutes. She did the alterations, right? She did the measurements. Okay. She leaves. She said, I'm going to come back 2 days and you're going to try it on. Listen, when she came back and I tried on those gowns, they fit exactly the same way. To me, nothing was done. Still had a problem. Everything still fit the same way. Nothing was done. Whatever she did, it didn't work because, let me tell you something, the zipper wasn't zipping up. It was still tight and runched because it was too small, right? And so she was supposed to expand and do all these things. Listen, she didn't do nada. And I gave her $140 to buy extra material, right? Now listen at this. She says to me, well, maybe I can make you whip you up something. I can whip you up a dress. She wants to make a third dress, even after the first two was not completed. She didn't finish the job. And she says, well, I can make you a gown. And I says, don't worry, because I canceled the shoot. The photo shoot is canceled, so we ain't got to hurry. And she's still saying, well, I can make you. I says, well, I got to think. I says, because I'm getting a little nervous here. And she says, well, yeah, I can make you. I can whip up a dress. Now, listen at this real good. Stay with the story. And I text her, I says, no, I don't want a third dress because the first two is still not altered, still not done. You know what she did? You know what she did. Yes, you know what she did. I did a review, and I posted on the site, and I did an honest review of what happened. She got upset. You know what she did? She took the dress. If she did all the alterations, everything was perfect. I said, who in the hell does something like that? That's what she did. She put the dress on Instagram. It was on a mannequin looking as if she did all these perfect alterations. Do you hear me up in here? Now, what do you guys think I should do? What do you guys, if you're listening to this show and you hear what I'm saying to you, what do you think I should do? I think it's a low-down, dirty shame for somebody to post a photo on Instagram as if they did the work spectacular and neat to the point. Listen, I still got to go to the bridal shop and get these gowns done because she didn't do crap. So listen, what do you guys think I should do? Now, I'm going to leave that with you. You guys tell me, what should I do? What did I do? I know what I want to do, but listen, what would you guys do if somebody did that to you? Listen, that's not the tip of the iceberg. Let me give you this little small piece of information. She texted me on yesterday, and she asked me, when was I going to remove the review? She wants me to take the review that I did. She wants me to take it down, and then she will refund the money. Do you hear what I'm saying up in here? Do you hear what I'm saying? Is that not a ripoff and a scam? Is that not a ripoff? I think it's a ripoff. And she wants to know when the review is going to come down off of the site, and then she'll refund the money. So you guys tell me, what do you think I should do? Now, listen, I got to get on up out of here. I am completely out of time. But guess what? I'm going to be back later on tonight with Su Wong. It's going to be in the house, 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. And guess what, y'all? It's going to be a stone cold blast. In the special words of Don Kniez, the man that made Su Train what it was in the winter city. It is peace, love, and
you motivate.